Snow on the Cactus. Life Lived Outside for January 25th, 2024. Overall, it has been a pretty mild winter, but this week we had two of our coldest nights since last year. Definitely a little chilly on all of our plants. I know my mango tree has been in bloom way too early already. I'm hoping that the cold temps didn't damage the sensitive flowers. Fortunately, now the forecast looks like it is going to start leading us into our spring season. Before too long, we'll be planting veggie gardens and spring annuals, and thoughts of winter will be a thing of the past. But speaking of cold, Kim and I recently took a little trip to Sedona, Arizona. I don't know about you, but when I think of Arizona, I don't think cold and snow. I think hot and desert. I mean, in theory, I know it can get cold there, but it just isn't the first thing I think of. So as we planned our trip, we watched the weather for the days we'd be there, and it looked like it would be in the 50s during the day and 30s at night. Colder than we expected, but sort of a nice break from the warm, wet winter we're having here. And then as we got closer to the trip, the temperature started dropping and snow was creeping into the forecast. First just a little dusting, then teen for temps, and 4 inches or more of snow were predicted. Yikes. We'd planned on some hiking, so now packing felt like we were preparing for climbing Kilimanjaro last year. Lots of layers, gloves, and long underwear. The works. There is a quote from someone that says there is no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. We were going to be prepared. As it turns out, it was delightful, though it was definitely cold. I don't think the mercury in Sedona went above 45 the entire time we were there. And on Sunday that week, it snowed all day long. A great day to relax and stay warm by the blazing fire in the hotel lobby. We did venture out to a movie, but for the most part, we just stared out the window and watched the snow fall. And the next day, we had plans to hike to the top of the highest mountain in the Sedona area, Mount Wilson. And it ended up being an amazing hike through fresh, powdery snow. And at the top, the snowfall had been even heavier and was more like 8 inches. We ate lunch looking down over Sedona and marveling at a pristine winter wonderland. Because Arizona is a pretty desert-ish state, there were lots of cacti and agaves in the area. And the strangest thing we saw in our hike was a prickly pear cactus covered in snow. To me, cactus just means sun and heat, so seeing this plant with snow on its paddles just didn't quite jive with my brain. And when I saw it, for some reason, I started singing, "Snow on the Cactus," you know, to the tune of Deep Purple's "Smoke on the Water." Not sure why, but it fit. And there was a fire in the sky. Although it was cold, the sun was out and there wasn't a cloud to be seen. A gorgeous day and a gorgeous hike, and somewhat unique conditions for us Florida folks. Fortunately, there won't be any snow on the cactus here. As we roll to the end of January, we aren't completely past the risk of frost and freeze, but we are getting there. If you are getting anxious to get outside and do something, now is a great time to start seeds indoors so that you are ready to plant in mid-February. And while it is cool, it's a great time to prep the soil in your veggie gardens for the season. Last week I used John Muir's quote about the mountains, but I think it is equally true for gardens. The garden is calling, and I must go. See you there.
Happy gardening, the Kirby's Nursery Family.